It's not TV. It's HBO. Episode 2. You want me to put my what where? Written by Saving Faith 333. Read by An Angel's Light. One kiss is never enough. So HBO, the new owners of The Darling Supernatural, of course want more. But how pray tell will our lovable stars, purveyors of all things Dean and Castiel, take the news? Tune in and find out in part 2 in the HBO saga, You Want Me to Put My What Where? Jensen wakes up with his eyes stuck together like someone put crazy glue in his Visine. His mouth is dry, his skin feels all numb and sticky, and his head is pounding to this really rhythmic beat like Slipknot decided to take up residence behind his frickin' eyeballs. And Jensen hates Slipknot. So you can imagine how glad he is to have them as his own personal brain band right now. He's hungover, and it's not like Jensen's never been hungover before. Not like he'll never be hungover again. But something feels different about this one. Like maybe something happened last night that his alcohol-addled mind isn't remembering just yet. Something that's hiding behind the whiskey and the beer and the cold night air, waiting to jump out at him like a coked-up mugger in an alley. An alley. Something Jensen can't put his finger on. Oh, dear God. Something Jensen can't put his finger on. Misha. Shit. Fuck. Motherfucker, Misha. Misha in the alley. Misha in the dumpster. Misha pressed beneath his palms and Misha's... Jensen leans over the side of his bed and pukes in Technicolor into the bucket Jay must have been kind enough to place there last night. And one might think he's puking because of shame or remorse or disgust, or even just because he had way too fucking much to drink. But Jensen is kind of puking because... because... Because he can still sort of taste Misha in his mouth if he tries hard enough. And because he still tastes really fucking good. Even around all the brightly colored vomit, surprisingly enough. And yeah, he's puking again. Jensen rolls out of bed eventually with a deep groan, his muscles aching in ways that they haven't since the last stunt-heavy shoot they had. And he goes to stand up, but the room decides to frickin' tilt on him. Stupid bastard room. Sending him crashing hard to his knees, thankfully a few feet shy of his old friend the puke bucket. Crashing to his knees. Wow, that's really not helping at all. He thinks miserably as he tries to shove himself back off the ground. But the world is still doing its best impersonation of a ride at Disneyland. So he shuts his eyes and stays put for a few seconds instead to wait it out. Seconds or minutes or hours. He's not really sure which. Because he's on his knees and all, and since his mind is an evil bastard, it decides to start replaying the events of the evening. The end of the evening only, of course. And so Jensen loses all sense of time in the way Misha had bucked against his grip, or the way he had been making those fucking animalistic noises that had made Jensen so hard he thought he was going to frickin' explode. Which he kinda sorta did, he guesses. Or the way Misha's tongue had felt, cleaning Jensen's mouth in a way that was way hotter than something as unhygienic as that should be. And Jensen really needs to stop thinking about this shit right fucking now, because it's another day, a fresh start. And he's needed on set in some amount of time. And Jensen is a damn professional, so he's just gonna get to his feet and get on with the day right fucking now. Or, you know, after another bout of puking maybe, but definitely after that. Jared is sitting at the kitchen table when Jensen finally makes his way shakingly downstairs, and he looks so frickin' chirper that Jensen is overwhelmed by the urge to punch him in the face. But since that wouldn't exactly be the good best friend thing to do, and because it probably clued Jay into the fact that something was amiss, Jensen opts for the standard morning instead. Good morning, Jared starts to drawl as he raises his eyes from the sports section, but cuts himself off mid-word when his eyes finally rest on Jensen. And even though Jensen didn't bother to pay much attention to his reflection this morning, the look on Jared's face sorta says it all. Dude, you're gonna need like 3 hours in the makeup chair this morning. He continues with his damn mischievous little kid smile on his face, and Jensen takes one deep, calming breath. Because as far as he knows, Nobody but he, Misha, and the dumpster knows what they did last night. And Jensen's not too keen on blowing his cover with loudmouth King of Gossip Jared if he can help it. So they'll be giving me the Jared treatment then? Jensen shoots back, garnering a little touchy laugh from his best buddy, the asshole over there, as he slides up to the table and tries not to gag at the smell of Jared's scrambled eggs. You look like shit, man, Jared says after a few seconds of polite silence, as if his previous statement didn't quite cover that fact. And there's a small hint of concern there amidst all the gloating that weakens Jensen's defenses slightly, but only slightly, and only until Jay asks, Did Misha get you into bed okay? If Jensen had been drinking anything just now, he's fairly certain it'd be sprayed all over the table in front of him, or he'd be choking on it, coughing in his lungs and stuff. Either way, it wouldn't exactly be a pretty picture, so he's glad he was empty-mouthed. Empty-mouthed? Shit. He says, not really sure how to attack this. His brain's still moving like it's stuck in mud and all of it as it is. Got home fine. I woke up here, didn't I? Jensen's pretty sure he's blushing right now, as he trails off with a laugh that sounds nothing but nerves. He can actually feel the heat rising up his neck, in fact, right across his ears, cutting a hot, prickly path across his hairline. And Jared is just sitting there squinting at him like he thinks Jensen's maybe lost his mind in the last 2.5 minutes or something. And maybe he has. Maybe Jensen has lost his frickin' mind. Because he can't stop thinking about the way it felt to have Misha. You all right there, buddy? Jared asks, patting Jensen on the shoulder once roughly, and shaking him out of his extremely unhelpful thoughts in the process. Yep, he croaks out, fine and dandy. And Jensen has to get out of here. Has to get as far away from Jared as fast as humanly possible, right frickin' now. Because he just said he was fine and dandy. And since Jared's not a complete moron, and since Jensen's not an 80-year-old woman, he's pretty sure the gig will be up if he doesn't find a quiet place to get his head on straight fast. Jensen's mouth is dry by the time he gets to set, his eyes trailing over the walls of Misha's trailer, his mind wondering if Misha's inside, if Misha's dressed. Not helping. And he's so wrapped up in all these unhelpful thoughts that he literally runs head-on into the man himself. The one Jensen's sort of been fantasizing about ever since he woke up and puked his guts out in a bucket conveniently placed beside his bed. Whoa, where's the fire? Misha asks as Jensen's mind finally registers who's standing directly in front of him, and his first embarrassing thoughts are the words, in my pants. Really not helping. He's gonna see something cool, he swears. Something totally relaxed in a, I'm awesome with the fact that I just gave you a drunken blowjob in public last night. How about you? Sort of way. But Misha's hands are wrapped over his shoulders at the moment. And Jensen knows he's just doing it to steady him, to make sure he doesn't go spilling to the ground from the force of their impact. But the gesture is kind of making him all weak and tingly. Weak and tingly? Gee, since when did he become a fucking girl? Might as well have just said Misha had him quivering like some Harlequin romance heroine right now. Which, now that he thinks of it... Hey, Misha. He spits out quickly. Too quickly, actually. His voice going all croaky and uncomfortable in the process. Sorry, I'm in a, hurry. Gotta get to the makeup trailer. Running late. Misha is smiling at him. Not quite knowingly, as much as just friendly, or something like that. But his lips are curling up in a way that makes Jensen want to, fucking bite them nonetheless. And that's... new. And that's also, you guessed it folks, really fucking unhelpful. So Jensen gives Misha a little smile of his own, one that hopefully doesn't look crazy serial killer maniacal, before he steps out from under Misha's hands and walks away. Swearing to himself or anyone listening inside his head that his stomach isn't bottoming out the general vicinity of his ankles the further he moves away reluctantly from Misha. Misha's acting like nothing happened. He's acting like nothing fucking happened. And at first Jensen is ecstatic about that. 'Cause he's off the hook, right? He doesn't have to feel awkward about what he did anymore, about his drunken mistake. Only the further he gets into his first day back on set after the incident, that's what he's calling it in his head now, a whopping 12 hours since it happened, and he's already given it a nickname, the more awkward he feels about it. Awkward about how awkward it all isn't, if that makes a damn lick of sense. Misha's running through his scenes like a pro, though, and Jared has stopped teasing him, if he was even teasing Jensen to begin with, which might have been his own stupid paranoia on that one. And Jensen is trying his best to do the same thing, and everyone's being really sweet to him every time he screws up, because he's still hungover and it's fine. It really is fine and fucking dandy. And Jensen doesn't entirely understand why that makes him feel like puking again. It just must be the hangover, right? It goes on for a few weeks just like that, everyone ignoring the damn elephant in the room with the name tag. Jensen and Misha had oral sex in the alleyway, wrapped around his neck. And as far as names go, it's a pretty long, obnoxious one. But it sums up everything nice and tight in Jensen's mind, because they have to know. Someone has to know. But even Misha's acting like it was all some figment of Jensen's imagination. Which isn't as far of a stretch as he once would have imagined, he supposes. Because he was having wet dreams about Misha before the on-screen kiss, right? And so maybe he just made up the whole thing, figment of his drunken mind style. But it felt real. And what's more, it felt good. Everyone's just ignoring it, though. Misha included. And to make matters worse, their characters seem to be ignoring everything that happened as well. Dean's sitting on the hood of the Impala, sucking Cass's tongue into his wide-open mouth. Only he's acting all strained and forgetful around their damn angel as well. And Jensen just feels like screaming. Like hopping off the hood of the damn Impala and yelling at the top of his lungs, "I sucked Misha off and I'm damn proud of it." Yep, he's losing his mind. Definitely losing his mind here. But it's not his fault. It's totally not his fault. Because if Misha would just acknowledge what happened, would just open up and talk to Jensen about it, then they could move on. Where would they move on to, you ask? Well, Jensen's got a few choice ideas in that one that he's not quite ready to share just yet, thank you very much. They're stuck in a fucking tar pit, though, like the damn Br'er Rabbit. Where the hell did that come from? And they can't seem to move forward, or backwards, or to either side until something breaks, which it always seems to do. Eric doesn't even give him the courtesy of a call this time. Doesn't invite Jensen into his office. Doesn't come up to Vancouver to have a little sit-down with him on set. Doesn't even pick up the phone to do it voice to voice. He sends Jensen a damn text message, like a shy little teenage girl, one that reads, "Network wants a sex scene, and we, agreed, I guess. Episode 13, lucky number. Huh. I'll be there to direct, I promise." Jensen can feel the "please don't hate me" tacked onto the end of the message, or worked in between all the verbal pauses that Eric actually included in the type, and he's not sure how to react to it. Standing outside his car, getting ready to go home after a long-ass day of shooting, staring down at his cell phone in wide-eyed wonderment like the damn thing just learned how to do the Macarena on its own. Macarena? Seriously? He's not entirely sure where to go with this, though. Other than to go home in bed right now, bush-frickin' whacked as he is, his mind fucking spinning with the number 13 and the thought of Misha's bare skin beneath his palms. Holy crap. He thinks almost miserably as he climbs behind the wheel. This cannot possibly be good. Misha's in LA when the script comes in, taking a break from the cold, rainy Vancouver weather as Cass takes a short break from the show. One of the five episodes he's not scheduled for coming right between awkward post-kiss episode 11 and probably even more awkward sex episode 13. And Jensen thinks it's probably a good thing he's not around because, well, he's not sure on the because. What he is sure about is that he needs some time to himself with it. The page is heavy in his hands, almost like lead, as he locks himself in his trailer and prays to whoever you pray to for stuff like this that no one comes to bother him for at least an hour or so. Not surprisingly, it's another great fucking episode, written by Ben this time, proving to Eric last season with that torturing Alistair episode that he can do the drama, and proving to Jensen right now all over again that he fucking rocks. There's humor in it, of course. Wouldn't be Wish Fish Talking Teddy Bear Ben without a little laughter. But there's not enough of it to detract from the real meat of the episode. The soft, chewy, emotional core of the plot. And Jensen finds himself actually freaking shivering by the end of it. But that might just be because he forgot to turn up the heat in his trailer this morning. Yeah, that's probably it. Cass is hurt, though, in this episode. Missing from episode 12 because of the bad shit that happened to him. Blah, blah, blah. And Dean finds him early on in episode 13. Beat to hell, weak, maybe even dying. And he freaks the fuck out. And there's some Sammy confusion in there, of course. And a lot of feverish Cass trembling on their stupid motel bed as they argue around him. Jensen can almost taste the sweat on Misha's skin as he reads those parts. And Sam eventually storms out because he can't deal with irrational Dean. Nothing new there. Which just leaves Cass and Dean alone in a motel room. Jensen's heart is lodged firmly in his throat by the time Sam walks out the door, his pulse racing as Dean moves over to the bed, sitting down next to Cass, close but not close enough, and running one palm gently across Cass's forehead, his fingers trailing up into Cass's hair as Cass's eyelids flutter beneath them. "Dean," Cass kind of moans out, and Jensen swallows at that, hearing, no, feeling, the way Misha's voice wraps around that word in his head, and something twitches in his pants as his eyes race madly over the words in front of him. By the time he's done reading the scene, Jensen is covered in a thin layer of sweat, and his cock is fucking throbbing where it's pressed inside his jeans. And it's not like he's never jerked off in his trailer in between takes, but he's never really done it to angel porn before. And damn, it has never felt this good before. They start the episode without Misha, Eric showing up on set and wanting to have a good one-on-one with Jensen before they get into filming the strictly Sam and Dean scenes, only Jensen doesn't need it. Doesn't need the apology, or the prep talk, or the words of solace. What he needs is Misha. And for some strange reason, he seems to be all right with that. Fine and dandy, remember? So when Eric pulls him aside and says, "Look, Jensen, I just want to say that, you know, I'm sorry it went this way. And then if you're uncomfortable with this at all, just tell me, we'll..." Jensen just wants to wrap the little guy in a bear hug or something. "It's fine," Jensen interrupts, practically bouncing on his feet as they stand off to the side on set. Jared eyeing him suspiciously from a few feet away, because there isn't any way in hell he hasn't noticed the damn spring in Jensen's step lately. "It's great character development, right?" Jensen continues, his voice almost too giddy for such a serious topic. But he couldn't change it if he wanted to, because Misha is coming back tomorrow. And the shooting schedule says they're going to start him right in on the sex scene. Get it out of the way and whatnot. And Jensen? Well, put it this way. Jensen can't fucking wait to get the, awkwardness out of the way. Saying it's all for art with a smile spread across his face as he thinks of all the kinky things artwork can be a code word for now. Jensen has to stop himself from tackling Misha the second he walks off the plane. Jensen volunteering to pick him up and drive him directly to set because he got bumped from his original flight, and if they don't start shooting immediately upon his return, they're going to get off schedule, and Eric absolutely despises when things get off schedule. He'd volunteered, though, because there was some solo Sam stuff that could be shot, and because he thought it'd be nice for a friendly face to greet Misha at the airport. All for politeness' sake, right? And Eric thought it'd be a good idea as well, because they could get comfortable with each other on the ride back to set. His words, not Jensen's. And then hopefully be ready for some heavy-duty making out by the end of the ride. Jensen hadn't cared about the excuses, he just wanted to see him. He was waiting outside his SUV when Misha comes strolling up, though, leaning against the side of it like he doesn't have a care in the world, trying to look all cool and casual. But his cover is almost blown when Misha smiles at him from about 50 feet away, and Jensen's knees give out on him. Luckily, he was leaning against the car, remember? So the whole jelly leg syndrome goes likely unnoticed. "So you ready for this?" Misha asks into Jensen's ear as they shake hands and do the whole manly one-arm, three-pats-on-the-back hug thing. And Jensen can't be sure, but he swears Misha's body quakes a bit against him when he replies, "Hell yeah, I am." When Misha whispers, "Dean," his voice all helpless and lost, Jensen's hand resting lightly on Misha's sweaty forehead, Jensen's mind immediately clicks off. And just like that, he's alive in the moment, in the script, in the story. He's Dean, is worried about Cass, his angel. Funny how he's not so uncomfortable with that phrase anymore. scared that he's going to die, that he's going to lose Cass. And all that just comes naturally to Jensen, every last bit of it. Which is why he's not terribly surprised that when he presses his body against Misha's, it's like everyone around them disappears instantly, his hand slipping slowly down Misha's side as he wraps himself over him, his dick pressing harder into Misha's thigh than it likely should be right now, filming a scene for a TV show with his co-star as he is. Misha gasps into his mouth as Jensen goes to kiss him, as Dean goes to kiss Cass. Evidently surprised by the interest Jensen seems to be taking in the scene, but he doesn't care about anything. Other than the fact that he has Misha underneath his hands again, of course. The scene doesn't go far. It's not supposed to go far. After all, they're not making porn, they're making art, remember? Which means Eric yells cut far too soon for Jensen's liking. Everyone's kind of staring at them as they extract themselves from each other. Even Eric's eyes are wide as frickin' saucers when Jensen turns to him and says, "We need another take?" What? Nope, I think that's good," Eric mumbles out, and Jensen wants to laugh, wants to agree with him, wants to stand up on the fake motel bed and scream that was damn good, but he doesn't, mostly because he's still hard as a rock and he's not too keen on people seeing that right now, seeing just how much Jensen enjoyed filming the scene, and he's pretty sure Misha's right there with him on this. The blanket clutched tightly over his lap is a dead giveaway. Jensen isn't finished. Not by a long shot, but the day and night just seem to be dragging this time around. Since they're filming out of order, Dean and Cass aren't exactly supposed to be acting like they just faded to sex black together, a la Truman Show, only without the ruffles. But every time they're near each other, in between takes and such, they just can't seem to stop touching each other. It's not obvious, Jensen doesn't think, or at least not blatantly obvious. It's really just brushing of shoulders or grazing the fingers, stupid stuff like that. But it's driving Jensen fucking batshit because it's not fucking fair, and because it's not fucking enough, because it totally sucks that they had to stop. And so yeah, Jensen figures he's nowhere near finished with this yet. They don't go out for drinks this time. No one offers to do anything extracurricular after the shoot, and Jensen is grateful for that, because he's fairly certain he's not going to be able to wait much longer for this, whatever this is. And judging by the way Misha's been staring at him all night, his lids heavy, his eyes dark, Jensen's pretty sure that they're on the same page here. And what a glorious fucking page it is. Because Jensen picked him up at the airport, Misha can't drive himself home, and it makes Jensen's stomach lurch when he doesn't even have to ask Misha if he wants a lift. Misha just following him quietly, almost predatorily, to his SUV like he's already been given the script for this part and he can't wait to do the take. They drive in silence, in dead fucking silence, for what seems like hours, winding their way through the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, while Jensen's groin starts to burn from the mere presence of Misha at his side. His mind is spinning, running around in crazy circles as he imagines all the possible outcomes for this evening. Misha on his couch, Misha in his bed, Misha wrapped naked and sweaty around him. And he's so wrapped up in those thoughts that he almost doesn't hear Misha speak up beside him. Doesn't hear Misha say, groan the words, pull over, what feels like mere inches from Jensen's ear as he wraps his palm over Jensen's forearm and squeezes. He stops the car immediately, doing exactly what he's told, turning the wheel so that they drift off into the woods, before he puts the car in park and waits. Misha gets out in one fluid motion, walking around in front of the car, the headlights flashing across his face, making him look almost evil seconds before Jensen cuts off the ignition and opens the door. The breath leaving his lungs immediately as Misha slams him hard back into the steel behind him. He may not look like the strongest man in the world, but Misha plays fucking rough. His knee coming up so viciously between Jensen's legs that he grunts fiercely into Misha's open mouth, while Misha's hands and arms and body force him so hard into the door that he's pretty sure he's going to have door handle-shaped bruises on his back come tomorrow morning. "Get in," Misha hisses as he pulls away from Jensen, opening the back door and stepping around like a chauffeur, waiting for Jensen to make the first move. And he does. He fucking does. Because as nice as couches and beds are, The back seat of his nice new SUV sounds pretty much fucking perfect to him at the moment. Jensen crawls back in quickly, never once letting his eyes stray from Misha's as he does so. Misha, who is leaning up against the open door, one hand resting on top of it, leering at him from a few feet back in a way that looks so damn sexy that Jensen's inside turned to fucking jello. He doesn't waste any time, sliding in on top of Jensen the second he's situated, and just like that, they're kissing again. Hot and fierce and hard, their tongues tangling, their teeth biting, their mouths sucking like this is a contest that neither of them intends to lose. And it's hot. Dear Lord in heaven, it's fucking hot. So hot that Jensen feels like he just might pass out before any clothes ever come off. It doesn't happen that way, though. Thank those same heavens. Because Jensen is wide fucking awake when Misha's hands slip back over his shoulders, shucking him out of his jacket. Or when Misha's hands tear at the buttons on his flannel before pushing the t-shirt underneath it up around his neck. His fingers finding and squeezing Jensen's nipples so fast that he can imagine them having frickin' Misha Collins homing beans attached to them. And he's most certainly wide awake when Misha undoes the button and fly on his jeans, pushing those and his boxers down swiftly, roughly, before doing the same to his own, and there you have it, folks. Skin on fucking skin. Jensen's never done this before, obviously. He's never had another guy's erection sliding up against his own. But this feeling here, now, with Misha, well, it makes him wonder why he didn't try something like this a long fucking time ago. Because it's awesome. Like, really fucking awesome. And Jensen's pretty sure he could get used to something like this real easy. They're moving fast, though. Almost too fast. Their dicks lined up next to each other's, rubbing hard and rough and wet and sticky alongside one another. As Jensen's heart rate picks up speed and his breath locks up in his throat, sucking in Misha's tongue so hard that he shudders on top of him, and he loves this. Jensen really fucking loves this. Loves the feel of Misha's lithe body rubbing against his. Loves the feel of Misha's fingers digging hard and deep into his hips, marking him, claiming him. Loves the feel of Misha's mouth as it sucks on the pulse in his neck. Loves every single thing Misha is doing to him right now. Pleasure so strong it hurts coiling up deep inside his stomach as Misha commences with those fucking animalistic groans that have had Jensen on the edge for months now. He's close, so fucking close again. Both of them are. The word fuck escaping Jensen's mouth about a half a second before he's coming like a gunshot. Spilling out hot and thick between his and Misha's bellies, pressed tightly together. Misha joining in on the fun, as well as shortly thereafter, with a moan that makes Jensen's hip buck so hard he practically breaks something. His mind drifting strangely across, I've fallen and I can't get up, as he laughs lightly, exhaustedly, into Misha's mouth, pressed warm and soft against his. You okay? Misha asks, as he rests a kiss to Jensen's temple. And the gesture is so sweet, so gentle, that he's immediately choked up. Fine and dandy, he whispers back, claiming Misha's mouth for himself one more time, his tongue pushing in deep, but still gentle, just like Misha, as he begins to wonder vaguely just what the hell is going on here. And furthermore, wondering what could possibly come next.